Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to wish peace, love, and happiness to everybody listening to the sound of my voice here in this new world that we're dealing with right now. Still dealing with the coronavirus, still dealing with a lot of misinformation, a lot of uncertainty. And I hope everybody is just listening to medical professionals by maintaining social distancing, staying home as much as possible, and, you know, trying to keep everybody safe. Because when it boils down to it, it's not really about you as an individual. It's about collectively keeping everybody that we can safe. Well, I have taken to wearing a mask just about full time now. Every time I leave the house, my wife made some masks at her office, and I had mine made out of the cloth from Harry Potter. It's a Harry Potter themed mask, so I'm walking around with the Marauder's map on my face, if anybody familiar with Harry Potter knows what that is. So happy Friday, and I wanted to film this today. I wanted to record this podcast today because something happened last night. I'm actually recording this on Friday. Something happened last night that I just cannot believe. So Donald Trump, who is the president of the United States right now, insists on thinking that he knows more science than the scientists, than the experts, than the people that have spent years and years in school learning. This would be hilarious if this wasn't something that we were dealing with. He gets up and says, you can inject yourself with disinfectant as a possible treatment for corona or a cure or something. But just the fact that he even said something like that and then said it sounds very promising, like, for real, come on, man. You're not a scientist. I don't know why you're sitting up there. First, it was the hydrochloroquine or whatever drug that was that he tried to tout was a good vaccination for coronavirus. That was last week or 2 weeks ago. That turned out to not pan out. A couple of people died from actually taking that. Not only that, but people that have lupus actually need that drug as part of their treatment. So people went out and started to buy this hydrochloroquine or whatever it is that he was saying. People went out and tried to scoop that up en masse. So people that have lupus didn't have their medication for what they need. And then it turns out to not even be an effective treatment for coronavirus. So everybody, listen to the doctors. Listen to the people that actually went to school and studied. Because the president of the United States is just ridiculous right now. And then before he said anything about injecting possibly with disinfectant, he actually said about UV lights being exposed to the interior of the body. Now, if I'm not mistaken, UV lights would literally kill us. Like, kill us dead. Exposing them inside of our bodies would kill us. Well, just like disinfectant, but anyway. So if you haven't heard that fiasco, and then earlier this morning on Friday, he actually tried to walk it back and say that he was being sarcastic. When we could clearly see the video, like, there's no way that you can spin this. Like, it's not fake news manipulating your words. It's not that you were being sarcastic. You actually got up. It was a press conference. You were surrounded by reporters. You were surrounded by your medical experts that you're supposed to be listening to, and you just went off kilter. So this isn't something that can be spun as a Republican or a Democratic skew on what he was saying. He actually said that, and there's no way to get around it. No way to get around it. So listen to your medical professionals, people. Do not ingest anything in the hopes that you will disinfect the inside of your body. As a matter of fact, Friday morning, a lot of healthcare professionals, a lot of doctors, a lot of nurses, they had to make public service announcements this morning on social media and on news outlets advising people not to ingest or inject any kind of disinfectant into their body. It even got so bad that the company Lysol had to send out a warning on Friday morning to let people know, do not inject or ingest anything. So he wasn't being sarcastic, because all of these doctors and nurses and manufacturing companies, they didn't hear it as being sarcastic. Like, he wasn't laughing when he said it. He wasn't joking. He was actually looking to his doctors, or to his, the task force, the coronavirus task force. He was looking to those people kind of for confirmation as he was saying this. So, I mean, it's on tape, it's on video, but whatever, squash that. Consult with your doctors and pharmacists. Do not listen to what he's saying. I'm sorry. Also on top of that, I feel this is a time for a tremendous increase in all of our lives. I know a lot of people are feeling some pain right now. I know a lot of people are feeling that they might be losing hope because they might have been laid off, or they might be losing money. But for me right now, like, I'm feeling super, super optimistic. I have increased my holdings in the stock market. This is Black Friday on the stock market for me. I'm investing in companies that seem to have hit rock bottom. Now, this isn't a guarantee, but the thought process is, when the country sorts of tried to get back to normal, the economy will boom again. It will come roaring back. It might not be this year. It might be 2021. You never can tell. But this is the perfect time to get in on whatever game you want to get in on. There's people like buying up real estate, and real estate might be going for pennies on the dollar for some people. Stocks are going for pennies on the dollar. Just make sure that you do your proper research. Make sure that you go out and investigate companies and things that you want to get involved with, because when this country turns back around and we come back, there are some people that are going to explode their livelihoods. Like, for some people that's looking at it the right way, this is a golden opportunity. And I'm falling into that category, thinking this is a golden opportunity. When this thing comes back, man, I feel like I'm going to be in a position to really reap some rewards for the things that I've been setting myself up in. And that's my business that I'm still working. That's stock market. That's saving away some money. And what I want to talk about in today's episode is how you can position yourself to come roaring back when this country kind of goes back to normal, or goes back to something that looks like normal. Because I don't think we're going to go back to normal, but we're going to go back to something. It'll be different. And you got to be ready. You either got to be ready and adapt with the changes, or you're going to be left behind. Like, that's just how this country has been since the beginning of time. So, or since its inception, I should say, not beginning of time. But yeah, let me take a quick break, drop you some commercials, drop you a couple of quick words, and I will be right back. All right, well, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Before I get into the content, does anybody listening to this podcast remember the movie Xanadu? Back in the 80s, classic 80s movie with Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly and some other people that I can't even remember. Man, I just watched that movie just recently, you know, being in lockdown. I've got time to kind of, look for things to do to entertain myself. So I found the movie Xanadu, went back and watched it, and now I'm just like all up in my childhood, because I was a kid when this movie came out. And man, if I did not have a crush on Olivia Newton-John back then, I mean, she was already in Grease, and I already loved her from the movie Grease. But for me, Xanadu put her on a whole nother level. I thought this woman was an angel, just by the way she looked, by the way she sounded when she sang. And then, of course, there was a bunch of roller skating in the movie Xanadu, so I was into roller skating back then, along with much of the country. Roller skating was the preferred method of getting around for a lot of people back in the early 80s. So, man, shout out to Olivia Newton-John and the entire cast and crew that worked on Xanadu. It's a musical, so it's got like some musical numbers. It's a fantasy movie. It was at the very beginnings of dealing with like, I can't think of the word now. Like graphics and movies. man, I can't think of the term now, but it was like some really cheesy graphics dealing with light and all kinds of things. It was a great movie. That's had me all up in my childhood when I saw it. So anyway, now that I got that out of the way, I don't know why I felt I had to bring up the movie Xanadu. But people of my age, they probably know exactly what I'm talking about. So, what else can you do during this coronavirus lockdown to set yourself up to be in a position of prosperity after all of this is over? Now, I wasn't always an optimistic guy. Let me just start there. I'll be honest there. Now, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about some of the things that I do to kind of change my worldview, to try and get rid of this pessimism that I've always had and try to be a little bit more optimistic. Things like always trying to read some sort of motivational material, listening to other motivational podcasts. Like I listen to Darren Hardy and Eric Thomas, and I go back and I listen to some old Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and, you know, people like that. There's all kinds of information out there. Les Brown is another one that comes to mind. On top of that, you might have heard me talk about this sleep mask that I have. It's like a headphone set inside the mask. It helps you get a deeper sleep because your eyes are totally blocking out the light, number one. And number two, I've got this program that kind of, I have it playing on a loop during the night, and it's just over and over motivational messages. And it's the type of messages that's like really basic. Like it'll just repeat stuff like, you are worth all of the happiness that you believe that you're going to get. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's not the exact words. But anyway, it'll just like have this phrase. It'll repeat it over and over for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then it'll go to the next phrase and repeat that over and over for like 5 or 10 minutes. So I have this playing all night. I already talked about the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, where I write down things that I want to get done during the day, give myself a grade on them. You could pick that up on Amazon, by the way. It's called the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. And it's 30 days of focusing on your goals, what you want to get accomplished, how you feel about the things that you've done, and, you know, projecting for the future. So all of those things, I've kind of pulled myself out of this pessimistic mindset that I've had for years. I've had it for years. And this wasn't a fast process. It took me a while to start to develop the glass half full mentality. And now that I have it, I see prosperity and opportunity just about everywhere I look now. And it's not something that like I flip on and off like a switch. Like it just is there. And negative thoughts and feelings, they're like weeds. Like, it's funny how you can go buy weed killer and spray it on some weeds. It'll get rid of them for a little bit. But as soon as you let up on the weed killing, the weeds grow back with a vengeance. So it's something that you got to keep on going. Your negative thoughts and your negative feelings, those are like the weeds. You got to keep them at bay. You have to continue to fill yourself up with motivation and inspiration. You got to continue to seek out books and radio stations and music and podcasts that you can listen to that's going to uplift you. So that's the first thing that I recognized that I had to get done, that I'm still working on, is to get rid of negative mindsets. Number two, I had to start seeing myself where I wanted to go. I had to start seeing myself around successful people. I had to visualize myself being in that success surrounding, in other words. I had to stop seeing myself as being the person that doesn't deserve it, or or I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, so I don't think that I deserve to have that. Like, I had to start seeing myself as a winner. I had to start working on myself and where I want my life to be, like within the next 5 years. Like, that's something, instead of just going with the flow of life, start to take charge of like your day-to-day activities so that you can project the path where you want to be within the next year or so, within the next 2 years. And that's something that takes constant work. Besides, let me make this clear. Everything that I'm talking about that I'm working on, having to deal with myself, is extremely hard work. It's very hard, a person like me and a lot of people that I know, it's very easy to give advice to other people and see where they're lacking or seeing where they need or what they need to do in order to make their lives better. It's very hard to turn that lens on myself and do the same thing for me. And I know there's a lot of people that's in that same boat. It's very easy to project that onto other people, but when you turn it on and look in the mirror and look at yourself, it's very hard work. So I'm not going to lie to you. This is extremely hard work, but it's worth it. Unless you just want your life to be the same year after year, decade after decade, you know, unless you just never want to change. It's worth the work. It's just that doing the work is like the hard. And the hardest part is just starting. The hardest part is when you realize that you want things to change and taking that first step. So, like I said, I just filled myself up with positivity, tried to eliminate the negative, and then I started to see myself as a winner. I started to actually believe that I'm a winner. And I truly believe that. Think about it. When we dream in our dreams, we dream that we are the person with the clock running down. There's 3 seconds on the clock and you're playing basketball. You've got the ball in your hand. And as the timer's counting down to zero, you're the one taking that shot and you hit it. Or you're the one that dreams that you are running the football towards the end zone with 10 seconds left and you stiff arm the crap out of a defender or you run over him and you end up scoring. Like, I've never heard of anybody telling a story where they dream that they were the loser. We dream that we are winners. It's just that when we're actually going about our daily lives, we forget about that because we are winners and our spirit wants us to win. That's why we dream that way. That's why we have that dream of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I take that shot and it's in. I'm the winner. I did it. That's why we dream that way, because we were born winners. Life just kind of beats us up and causes us to forget that. The day-to-day grind makes it easy to forget that we are, in fact, winners. So once I started to take control of how I saw myself, seeing myself as a winner, and not just in my dreams, but in my day-to-day activity, I started to notice that change, that pessimism started to kind of melt away, and I was able to see like the glass half full. And then the third part of this equation is actually going out and doing the work. So you can have all the vision boards, you can have all of the ideas, you can have all the goals, you can have all the dreams, but if you don't actually start putting those things into action, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to happen. Taking that first step and actually doing the thing that it's going to take to you or take for you to get your life to the next level, that's the third and probably the most important part. It's very easy to have dreams. It's very easy to see yourself where you want to be. But taking those steps, man, like that's difficult. But the good thing about it is once you start to take those steps, it gets easier and easier. Once you start to see that your life is not going to end once you put yourself out there to go after your dream, it gets easier. And then the more you do it, it continues to get easy. It's something that I'm dealing with my 10-year-old son now, trying to get him to do new things and take new experiences and do things that might scare him. Because once he does it and he sees that he can do it, it's like, oh, I could have done this a long time ago. And then he moves on to the next thing. But it's like a constant thing. And even as adults, we have to do this. We have to take the step to the thing that's out of our comfort zone or something that makes us scared or nervous. And then when we see that we can do it, it's all good. It becomes part of our daily habit the more we do it. And then we don't even think about it. It becomes just second nature. And that's the whole entire process that I'm talking about. I'm talking about making winning second nature in your life. The only way to do that is to change how your mind works, change your mindset, start to see yourself as a glass half full type of person, and then starting to live like that, and then starting to see yourself as a winner, and then starting to live like that, and then being an action taker and taking steps, even if they're small steps, even if you're not even stepping, even if you're just crawling towards your destination, do it over and over again. Eventually you'll start running, and then eventually you'll start flying. You'll start flying with the superstars and with the eagles. So that's what I have for today. I hope that everybody has got some value out of this. I hope that you've got even a sliver of value out of taking your life to the next level. And, you know, after this whole pandemic is over and this country kind of gets back to something that resembles some normalcy, you can take advantage of it and start to live your life the way that you want to live. I mean, think about it. We've got all these reports about pollution being eradicated in places where it was heavy pollution. Animals are kind of coming out. Animals that we didn't think existed anymore are starting to pop up. It feels like the planet is taking a breather and healing itself. This is the perfect time for you to heal yourself also. So that's what I have. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you guys in the next one.